HD Smartcast.
You are listening to an HD Smartcast original.
Hi, I'm Ashutosh Garg, the author of the best-selling book, The Brand Called You. I welcome you to our podcast, Tactical Career Approach, the show where we bring you some incredible people from entrepreneurs, industry leaders, and beyond. Their career advice and guidance could be a stepping stone for your success. Not only is this podcast the brainchild of the brand called You, it is also an HD Smartcast original, and it is available on hdsmartcast.com, India's fastest growing podcast producing platform. Atul Garg, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Atul is the founder of SingX, which is the smartest way to send money overseas. Atul has come to us today from Singapore. SingX was also awarded as one of the best fintech startups in Singapore by the president of Singapore. He has worked for American Express and Bank of America. And of course, he's an engineer from Pilani and from IIM Ahmedabad. So Atul, tell me a little bit about your early life.
I started my career as an engineer. Worked on the shop floor and decided that engineering is not for me. Went and did an MBA and then joined. The last part of my career I spent in financial services. So I learned banking at Bank of America. And during those early days, you know, you got the full spectrum of the bank. So I was fortunate to learn everything about banking. And then I moved to American Express, where I spent the majority of my corporate career. And I learned the art of building consumer franchises, the art of creating and keeping customers, as we called it. And then more recently, I've always liked to innovate, and which is why we set up SingX.
Wonderful. Should a startup entrepreneur go solo, or should they have a co-founder?
It always helps to kind of have a co-founder. It depends on, I think each one has to evaluate what their strengths are. And I would say that for a startup to succeed, I mean, I call it the principle of the three I's, right? So the first one is that you must be able to think around the bend and to innovate. So if one individual can do this to answer your question, then there's no reason to have a second founder. But individual, if you have complementary skills, then you can have more than one founder. You can have the greatest innovation on earth, but then you need to be able to influence people around you. In our case, for example, the regulator and investor to invest money. Because unless we're able to influence people on our innovation, we can never really get what we want. And ultimately, it's all about implementation. You can have the greatest idea, you can have all the funding in the world, but unless we can implement our idea, scale, and become profitable at the same time, I think those are the recipes of success for a startup. So if one individual has it, he can do it on his own. Otherwise, maybe partner with somebody.
Wonderful. So the three I's of Atul: innovate, influence, and implement.
Absolutely.
Wonderful. So again, Atul, based on your own learnings of building SingX, and you've seen a lot of challenges. I'm sure you know a lot of startup entrepreneurs who made mistakes. What, according to you, are some of the basic mistakes a lot of startup entrepreneurs make?
I think the first thing is that people jump into, most people have good ideas. Some execute them well. Some who don't execute them well kind of drop off at that stage. So you can build a website, you can have a very good product. You must have a clear idea in terms of how to scale a business.
Correct.
And to scale it efficiently. So I think without this, especially with the way the world is going now, be very difficult to kind of continuously keep raising money with promises for the future.
And you spoke of scaling up. So my next logical question is, when should a startup start to scale up?
Well, I would guess from day one.
Okay.
Because ultimately it's all about, if you're direct to consumer, then you have to get consumers on your books. Mm-hmm. Those consumers have to be loyal and active with you. They have to generate revenues for you. So it has to be right from the very beginning.
Okay. And my next question to you on startups would be that, you said you've gone through a few rounds of funding. At what stage should a startup entrepreneur look for external funding?
I mean, I may not be the most competent person to answer that question, because it may vary by the need of an individual. My view is that the less you raise, the better it is for the company, because the tighter the ship you run.
That's a very interesting observation, because, you know, on my show, we've had over 100 entrepreneurs. And I get very interesting views. Someone says, raise as much money as you can. And a lot of others say, don't be in a hurry. So I now understand that you are in the cap of take your time.
Absolutely.
And don't be in a hurry. My next question to you, Atul, is on failure. And I ask this question from all my guests. And that's because in India particularly and in Asia in general, we don't teach children it's okay to fail. As a result of which, by constantly being told you have to come first, you have to be ahead of the queue, it manifests itself in our behavior patterns. So my car must be right in front of the traffic light. An aircraft full of Indians lands and everyone knows there's only one door, but everyone must get out first. And yet we fail a lot. So my question to you is, what have been some of your learnings from some of your mistakes or your failures?
You know, the Indian education system taught us to be analytical, to do math at very high speed, especially engineers, maybe even to think around the bend. Mm. It never taught us the principles of leadership. I mean, it took me decades personally to learn the principles of leadership and a lot of reading. Interestingly, from the time we've started SingX, we have banned two simple words in the company. The first word is the word I. So I get asked, I must have gotten asked 10,000 times, which is normal, Atul, what would you like to do? Or what? So I always correct people and say, can you ask that question again? And they say, okay, what should we be doing in a situation like this? And there's a reason for that, because the I, me, my leads to ego and doesn't empower people, doesn't allow them to make mistakes. The second word we ban is the word called but. And imagine a child coming up to his mother and saying, Mommy, I got an A grade in history. And the mother says, that's very good, but you need to work harder on your math. The challenge with that response is that the child is not complimented. He only hears the second half of the sentence, which is, you need to be better in math. So we try and substitute the word but with the word and. So the mother, for example, said, you got an A grade in English, that's fantastic. And you actually have the potential to get an A grade in math as well. And let's work on it together. Very different, you know, construction of the same sentence.
Yeah.
And that perhaps empowers our people to make mistakes, to think. Because there's no individual mistake. We make a mistake. It's a collective mistake which the company's made.
Very interesting. Remember, I and but are banned. And the examples you've given are amazing. Atul, thank you very much. It's been such a pleasure speaking to you. And I wish SingX lots of success.
Thank you very much for having me on your show.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. You can subscribe to our YouTube channel, The Brand Called You, and never miss any update. For feedback, reach us on at HT Smartcast. We are present on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. To listen to more podcasts by The Brand Called You, log on to www.htsmartcast.com. Also known as Naye Nazariye Se.
This was an HT Smartcast original.
HT Smartcast.